This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
Hello.
Hello, is this Lee?
Speaking.
Hello, Lee. It's Chris Morgan.
Yeah, hiya.
I just arrived in from the States last night and thought I'd give you a call, see if you've got anything going on today.
I'll be at Tring Reservoirs in a short while.
I'm at Heathrow Airport right now, and I mean, I can map this out, but any idea how long it might take me to get there?
How are you going to get there?
This is Lee, Lee Evans, and I've arrived here in England to meet him and hear his story. It's February 2020, and I had a bumpy flight on the heels of Tropical Storm Kira. Lee is bird mad, a twitcher, an extreme birder, and he's become notorious in a nation of bird lovers as the man who'll go to any lengths to find his bird.
And would it be all right for me to join you?
You can meet me there, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to get there? You got a car?
Yeah, I'll get a rental car.
All right.
All I know about Lee is what I've read online, and that he's tough to nail down. I feel like I'm in for an interesting day.
All right. Well, brilliant. Well, thanks for having me along, and I'll be in touch with you a little bit later this morning.
Yeah, okay.
Great. All right.
Yep. Cheers.
Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye. All right. The magical mystery tour continues.
In a car rental parking lot at Heathrow Airport, I'm Chris Morgan. Welcome to the wild.
All right, little car, little English car. Oh, wrong side. Right-hand side in this country, the steering wheel.
Lee told me to meet him at a tea shop near the village of Tring, just northwest of London. It's only about an hour's drive away. Seems like nothing after a 10-hour flight. As long as I can remember how to drive on the left side of the road again, it's good to be back.
All right, let's go and find Lee, Barry. Sing me all the way there. Lee? Hello.
It's me.
Good to meet you too.
I didn't want any.
Do you want a cup of tea or?
No, I'm fine.
You want to get right out?
Well, when you're ready.
Lee's wearing a long parka and he's got binoculars and a camera slung around his neck. As soon as he comes into the tea shop, he already seems ready to leave again. I still have half a pie to get through, but Lee's not here for small talk. We head out to my car to grab my bag. But somehow, I already feel like I'm getting in the way of his day.
I'm recording, is that okay?
Yeah, you need a coat though.
I've got a coat. And it sounds like it's been wet and windy.
It has been horrendous.
Yeah.
It's been the worst storm since 1987.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, and it's still very windy today.
Still windy, but nothing like what it was yesterday.
Really? So, I'll grab my bag and my jacket, we're just going to walk from here?
But yeah, just leave your car here, yeah.
All right, brilliant. I've come a long way to meet you, Lee.
So where are you from, man?
I'm from Lancashire originally, and Dorset, actually, but emigrated to the States. Let's see. I can hold on to it.
All right, you're there.
Yeah, and then just give me a few words, like what you ate for your breakfast this
morning. Check.
Perfect.
Check, check.
All right, great.
There's nothing quite like trying to interview someone squeezed into an English compact-sized rental car. But Lee doesn't seem fazed in the slightest.
To someone who has no idea, what's a twitcher?
A twitcher is someone who's prepared to go to any lengths to see a rare bird.
Are you a twitcher?
I'm a birder.
And what's the difference?
A birder is someone who's got a very serious, in-depth interest in birds and the science of birds, the Scientology of birds, as well as being very mad keen on twitching birds.
Are those rooks?
No, they're two carrion crows and two magpies. They're carrion crows.
Carrion crows, yeah.
It's muddy and blowing a gale as we head towards the bird hide. Sometimes a storm like this can blow in unexpected species. The hide overlooks a reservoir, some good bird habitat, and a popular spot for local birders. Lee comes here a lot, and it's a good place for me to get to know him a bit, and hopefully see some birds.
So you're taking down...
I record every bird I see, every single bird.
What have you got?
Every day.
Wow.
Every single bird has to be recorded. You know, because I've been doing this since 1968 and recording all my birds, you can see nice trends, such as with the greenfinch. You can compare it and see what's happening. If a bird's increasing or if a bird's decreasing or staying stable.
We're heading down through the woods here a little bit.
Yeah.
Away from the windy water.
Hello.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Muddy, isn't it?
Yeah. Wilston Nature Reserve, Wilston Reservoir Nature Reserve.
Yep, that's what it's called.
What would you be most excited to see today?
Kittiwake.
All right, well, I know my kittiwake.
We're not going to see that.
We're not.
You're not much of an optimist.
Well,
there's only one that's been seen today. That's on the Severn Estuary.
Oh. I think I lucked out with the weather.
Yeah, how did you find me anyway?
How did I find you? Just online. You don't have to look very far before you come across your name.
Right.
Is that a robin?
That's a robin, yeah. A robin
too. We come through the woods and enter the hide. A bird hide. It's like an old wooden shed tucked away in the trees on the edge of the water, with open slats to peer through. There are three or four other birders here.
Right. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Wonderful
returns.
Nice to see you.
Yeah,
fancy. There was an oyster catcher here, but I think the two lesser blackbacks have kicked him off.
That's right, I was hoping perhaps to see one.
He's over at College Lake, I saw him.
Yeah. Well,
I've just seen him, yeah.
Oh, you've just come from there?
Yeah, yeah. Anything
we sit else? On a wooden bench looking through a little narrow gap out over the reservoir, like a window-sized peephole. It's designed to give us cover. We can see the birds, but they can't see us. It's surprising how many species there are, but I'm pretty rusty with my British birds.
A lot of teal, the odd common pochard, great crested grebe, tufted ducks, mute swan.
What about the coot in front of us?
Well, yeah, plenty of coots, although numbers of those have gone down now.
That's the one that I got. I was quite proud of myself there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a stock dove going past, all right. That lovely whistling sound is a teal, yeah. I don't know if they know we're in here, or there is a peregrine that lives here who preys on them. They're contacting each other to say if the going's safe or not.
Mm.
Yeah, see, they don't like the red kite.
Well, that's a buzzard and a
kite. That one's a buzzard, the other one's a red kite.
Oh, brilliant. There's loads going on here, it's amazing.
They don't. The bird they really fear is the peregrine. He will take a teal out.
How often do you see him here?
Well, he's been living here since August. He's been living behind the hide and the trees there. He takes one bird a day. Mm. But he's old enough now to maybe... He might have moved back to Aylesbury where he came from because they've got a nest box there. And he may have gone back there thinking of attracting a mate. He lost his female. She died. So he's a lone male. But he spent the winter here because it's easy feeding. But I've not seen him recently. I don't know if he's... There's a lovely tufted duck there. Look at that tufted duck.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful male tufted duck. He's got that name because of that little tuft to rear his head.
Where did your interest in birds start?
I used to be a very keen cyclist when I was a kid, and I used to find a lot of dead birds at the roadside. I used to take them home and experiment with them, and I learnt taxidermy. And through that interest in taxidermy, I began to marvel at the wonderful colours of many of the birds that I was collecting. And that's what got me into birding. I picked up a green woodpecker at John O'Gaunt's golf course at Sandy, and I couldn't believe the colours, the reds, the greens, and that just hooked me on birding for life.
How old were you?
I was 7 years old. Mm.
And now how old are you?
I'm now 60.
So you, and you've been at it since?
Yep, lifelong obsession.
Why do you call it is it an obsession?
It's a totally obsession with me because I'm addicted to birding. I live, breathe, 24/7 birding. That's all I do. Everything is birding. My whole life revolves around birds. Well, and other forms of wildlife. Hi, Angus. What's going down? Oh, where? What, north or west? What, is there another lock there, is it? Right. So you've got the exact location, have you? Or... well, there'd be something in the wake of this, yeah. Might take a few days to get found. Okay, I've got to go. Yeah, I'll catch you later, yeah. Cheers, bye. He's my Scottish man, Angus Murray.
Oh, yeah.
He runs the Birdline Scotland.
Any news from Scotland?
Has he
seen anything?
He's seen nothing, no. There's nothing.
Got another text coming in.
Yeah, another text coming in.
The hotline is starting to heat up. Starting to heat up this morning.
That's right.
That's a text from where? Where's that coming from?
This comes from Suffolk.
Okay.
92 Russian white-fronted geese still at Holsley. And a snow bunting at East Lane. These are all rare birds for Suffolk.
Wow.
As I'm sitting there looking over the reservoir, Lee's phone buzzes with messages and calls from all over the country. Reports of different bird sightings from his network of birders and twitchers.
Yeah, hi Tony, did you just ring? Oh right, I haven't had a chance to go up there yet, the weather's been so bad. I heard about bramblings at Shefford, have you been there? Did you get them? Yeah, I was hoping to get up there today. I might try and do it this afternoon. Yeah. You got Shefford Town Centre. Where do I go from Shefford Town Centre? Say I'm standing at the river, right, and going over the river, and I'm heading towards Broome. You come to a little roundabout. Right, okay, and they're in there, are they? Yeah. Okay, cheers, bye. That's Tony.
Yeah.
He's got bramblings.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen about 7 bramblings. Yeah. Shefford.
Yeah.
And that pintail's still there.
They're scarce this year, aren't
they? They are, very scarce, yeah.
Are you going to go and see these bramblings this afternoon?
I've got to see them, yeah.
Can I take along?
Well, how?
How far is it?
It's quite a long way.
Is it?
Yeah.
How far?
How far is it, Jim?
You got me hooked now.
Where is it?
About 40 odd miles, 50 miles.
30, 40 miles.
Unless I park my car up and you drive and we go up there together.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know where I'm leaving my car.
Yeah, this is what I'm here for today, so if there's something interesting going on...
Well, they're not that interesting, but they're a good bird this winter, because there's none around.
Yeah.
They're very scarce this winter.
Anything that you're willing to drive 50 miles for has got to be pretty good in my book.
Yeah.
I would think.
That's nothing to Lee.
Is it?
That's just down the road.
That's just down the road, yeah. That's just a tiny little... thing.
Well, yeah.
If I park my car, and we can drive up there if you want.
All right.
Anyway, if you want to see these bramblings...
Yes, should we head out?
We better move.
All right.
Suddenly, Lee shifts into another mode. Nothing's going to get between him and this little brown bird called a brambling.
At Soundside, we bring you news and conversation rooted in the Pacific Northwest. Hi, I'm Libby Denkman. I think of my job hosting Soundside as, number one, asking tough questions of powerful people, the questions you, KUOW listeners, want answered. And two, bringing you a daily slice of the fascinating, confounding, and often goofy side of life in Washington State. Join me for Soundside at noon and 8 p.m. on KUOW or anytime on the Soundside podcast.
turning left at the next roundabout.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. This is awesome. This is what I'm here for. I love it. Back in Britain.
Yeah.
On the trail of the bird.
This is target birding. This is when you target a specific bird. So at the moment, I'm after just two birds. Mm-hmm. The Brambling and the Northern Pintail. Mm-hmm. These are very good birds for this area at this time of year.
And worth the longest drive to see them.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. I've always been a collector. I always want to complete the set. For example, when I was very young, I used to collect little dinky toys, cars and lorries. And I wasn't happy just to get a few of the dinky toys. I had to have every last one. And then the same, I started getting interested in music, and I bought my first singles in 1970. And then again, I ended up having to have a single copy of every single record that had entered the top 75 in the UK. So I ended up with a collection of 210,000 records. And the same goes for my birding. Once I got into mainstream twitching, I had to have every bird that turns up in the UK. Not just one, I had to have the whole set. So it's a compulsion. It's compulsive listing, you know.
And so do you compare your obsession with birds with your obsession for music?
Yes.
Could it be something else? Could it be collecting cars or
well, no, they're all the same. They're all on the same lines. It's very much a collecting instinct that I seem to have.
And does it go... Are you a hoarder, if you don't mind me asking? Do you collect other things in life?
No, just music, birding paraphernalia,
yeah,
and the toy cars. Birding in particular, it's a very selfish game.
Yeah.
Incredibly selfish game. Hence why I'm on my fourth marriage.
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm not making light of that, but that says a lot.
I'm on my fourth female partner.
So far, so good.
Left up here. We need a park here somewhere.
Where are we going?
We're just going into this field here, just here on the left. Someone's dry or something.
Are we meeting someone here?
No, we're not meeting anyone.
The mystery tour continues.
All right, we've jumped out of the car at this little meadow, beautiful little wetland here at the side of the road. And Lee is already 100 yards ahead of me, looking for these little brown birds. I think they're brown. Bramblings. Let's see if he's got anything yet. He's straight on it. He's got his notebook out, scribbling some species down. Any luck? What are you seeing so far?
Chaffinches, goldfinch, and a big flock of linnets.
Oh, nice. That's a pretty nice. What is that you're doing?
Pishing.
For what?
Pishing for them, they come up.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because they think it's a threat, or?
No, they just come up to explore.
Oh.
Just to... All birds are inquisitive.
What's
that? Sparrowhawk.
Sparrowhawk, nice.
Where is it? Oh, it's a merlin.
Is it really?
From the looks of it.
There's a meadow right here full of old dead sunflowers, dead from last season, laden with seeds, and that's why the small birds are here, and then that's why that merlin would have been here, because he comes to hunt the small birds. Just a couple of connections in an ecosystem like that is all it takes for it to all fit together. I love that. Chaffinches?
Yeah, one yellowhammer and a load of chaffinches.
That was a yellowhammer, huh?
Yeah.
What is it about birds that you're interested in?
Well, I just love everything about birds. I just... The wonders of migration, you know, never fail to amaze you. A single little goldcrest, the smallest British bird, that travels all the way from Finland to spend its winter in the UK or maybe even further south in Spain. You know, tiny little bird, 3¼ inches. It's incredible to think that why would a bird want to do that, you know? Why didn't it stay where it was?
Something in the very top of that tree, Lee, can you see it? Just a single bird perched in the top of that lone tree.
Chaffinch.
Jeez, that's got to be half a mile away. How do you know that?
Just know by the jizz.
What's a jizz?
Jizz is... every bird has a jizz. It's a character. They have their individual character you identify them by.
You just put a few factors together and...
Yeah, well, every bird has a distinct, a unique trait, either in behaviour, flight. You can identify all birds from jizz with a lot of experience.
Yeah. It's quite interesting being back in my native homeland and standing in the middle of this very English meadow and flocks of birds in the air because we're in the very right spot. And I definitely haven't got the attention of Lee. He is fixated on the birds, the place, and seeing these seven bramblings that are apparently here following around these flocks of chaffinches. And I hope we get to see them. Oh! Scare it away. He just said he's got one. He's got his camera out and he doesn't usually have his camera out. I've noticed he's been using his binoculars all morning, but now his camera is out. I'm going to creep up next to him here. I think he's got one. You found them?
Three, yeah.
Where are they?
In this left-hand tree.
He's somewhere about four down, right?
I've lost him myself, actually. Oh, no, there's another one right at the top now. You go from number one at the top left.
Yeah.
Next bird is a bramling.
Is it? Next one down, immediately below him?
Not below him, no. Go right.
Okay, next one to the right.
Lovely male bramling right at the top now. Beautiful. Really beautiful male bramling at the top. He's got a reddish breast.
Yeah.
And a white eye stripe. Oh, look at that. What a corker. Corking male. Oh, flown. Gone to the right.
Yeah, mission accomplished. We came, we saw. Happy with that, Lee?
Yeah, it's excellent. Excellent.
Worth the drive, eh?
Yeah.
Not to mention the excellent company.
Rooks. Three rooks. So they have distinctive jizz.
Our 40-mile drive has paid off. Four bramblings checked off the list. Lee and his network know that there are only seven in the whole county, so we've done well. A little finch the size of a sparrow causing all this lovely fuss. But there's no time for celebration. Lee's already refocused on his next target.
You want to what?
I want to get a Drake pintail. There's a Drake pintail just at the road. Straight on.
Okay, all right, let me just get my belt on.
Northern pintail.
Are you this bossy with all your drivers?
Yeah.
To the pintail.
Drake pintail, yeah.
Right.
Turn left where that silver pickup's going. I do 68,000 miles a year in pursuit of scarce and migrant birds and rare vagrants in the UK.
What is that?
And I've done 2.2 million miles of driving on British roads since 1977, when I first got my driving licence.
All in the pursuit of birds?
All in the pursuit of birds, yeah.
And you were crazy for the bird and just ended
up getting... I used to drive very fast and drive very fast cars. One particular car, the Cosworth, I was unfortunately done for speeding. At the time, it was the fastest recorded speed in the UK at 162.3 miles per hour. I was on a sponsored day watch, bird watch, trying to see a bird called a capercaillie. You have to be there bang on dawn, had to be there for 5 a.m., and I was running a bit late, so I had to get to Aviemore from Perth very quickly to get these capercaillies. To do so, I had to drive at very ridiculous speeds, and I got caught for it. So.
And you didn't make it to the bird?
No, I never made it for the bird. No. You know, I got locked up for a few days.
What does your wife think?
Well, she's accustomed to it. She doesn't think anything of it, really. She thinks I'm mad. Crazy. As most birders do. You know you're mad when people that are as obsessive as me think I'm mad. So you know you're mad.
That's a pretty...
Totally off the... Oh.
It's a strong gauge, that.
Yeah.
What's
What can you tell us about the pintail? What's
The pintail is it's a winter visitor from Eastern Europe again. Mm. And this one that we're going for now is the only one in the whole area. Mm.
Drake pintail, next on the list. He's off. He's hard to keep up with. It's just packed with birds.
If you look over the back pool, you'll see a mute swan, a young mute swan. See a brownish coloured mute swan?
Yeah, right in the middle. The
next duck to the right is a pintail. He's upending.
Oh, I see him. He's up pintail then.
Pintail, yeah, that's right. That's what they call pintail, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Yeah, there he is. He's head down again, showing his pintail.
Yeah.
Got the bramblings.
Pintail.
And got the pintail.
One more to go.
One more?
Yeah.
What's that?
Red-crested pochard.
Where is that?
Just on the way back.
Okay. A red-breasted
pochard. Red-crested pochard. Okay. Female.
I've only ever seen a red-breasted.
No, you've never seen a red-breasted pochard. Never. You've never seen a red-breasted pochard.
I'm losing your respect
it
now.
It doesn't exist. I've got a photographic memory, so I'm a cheat, really. Once my eye, I've only got one eye, has recorded anything, it miraculously it remembers everything that goes into the brain, and I can regurgitate it.
Hmm. Have you always had that?
I've had it ever since I was a young boy. Yeah, yeah.
Do you mind me asking you what happened to your eye?
Well, I lost it in a car accident.
Oh,
yeah. I spent a year in hospital in a coma. I was on a birding thing. A lorry driver fell asleep, and I hit the lorry. You know, so yeah, it's a long time ago. That was a long, long time ago.
How old were you?
17.
Jeez.
Yeah. I've only got the one eye, and luckily they saved that one eye. They managed to save it. I did have no eyes, but they did save one eye. But all of this is metal. All this brain is metal. It's all connected with metal here. Wow. And if you feel there, I've got something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's happening now.
Right.
There's something from the metal.
A bump.
Yeah, all... I don't know what's going on. No idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
That must have been traumatic, losing an eye when you were so into...
Well, the only traumatic thing about it was that I missed a greater sand plover. Luckily, in all that period, the only bird I missed was a greater sand plover, which I managed to get back subsequently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That's a long time ago now. That's historical.
All right, here's an interesting location. Flitwick Sewage Treatment Works. Got him?
Yeah, he's right down the far end.
Really?
Yeah. Right down the far end with the mallard.
I see him towards the right.
Yeah.
At the back.
Catching up with two mallard, I'll show you.
A dark head?
Yeah, dark head, dark chocolate brown head.
And it's a what?
Red-crested pochard, female. There she is. There.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A
very nice.
Dark brown head.
One for the list before that the hailstone started.
Yeah, Christ.
Wow.
Grim. Oh, God. Anyhow. Yeah, red crested pochard.
All right, that's it. We're off.
Tick.
All right. That was the fastest bit of bird watching I've ever done. I think that broke the red breasted pochard.
Red crested pochard.
Red
crested.
I think it broke the red-crested pochard record.
Yeah. Red-crested pochard.
All right. Do you dream about birds?
I don't dream about birds, no.
I dream about bears.
Really?
Yeah. It's a bit sad.
I'm too knackered to dream about birds. Once I hit the sack, that's it. And my wife then wakes me up about 2 hours later when the alarm goes off. I don't get time to dream.
No time for dreaming.
Yeah, no time for dreaming.
Sum up the day. How did the day go for you?
For me, it's excellent because I've managed to get two good Bedfordshire year ticks in the form of Northern Pintail and Bramling. They're both very hard birds to get this winter. So I'm very pleased with those, very pleased.
And the red-crested?
Well, the red-crested pochard is always there, or she's always there, it's a female.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to pop by there, so it's a good opportunity to nip past.
Yeah.
And knock her off as such.
Yeah.
All told, Lee has seen 594 bird species in the UK and Ireland. But here's the thing. There are other birders who have more. Lee tells me the top British twitcher is way ahead. He has 607 species on his list, 13 more than Lee. So the chase goes on. But it's not just about ticking boxes. So many of the birds Lee loves have spiraled in numbers since he was a boy. One of his favourites, the greenfinch, has dropped by 94%. So he wants to make sure his 2.2 million miles of driving are put to use. He's uploaded all of his data to a national database. 1 million entries so far, he tells me, way back to the first page of his field notebook in 1968. He sees it as kind of a legacy to help map trends for countless species, and his hope is that others will find a passion for rare birds to help the creatures he loves.
Thanks for having me along. I've really enjoyed it today. I've learnt a lot. It's actually got me back into my ornithology day when I was a member of the Young Ornithologist Club as a kid here in England. So I've
loved
it.
Don't ever get caught by the bug. You'll always regret it.
Maybe too late.
Don't ever become obsessed with birding.
Thanks, Lee.
Well, I hope it's been worth your while.
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. Should we head off and find the next bird?
Well, find my car.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah, I hope it's still there. I don't care for walking downtown. Crazy auto car gonna mow me down. Look at all the people like cows in a herd.
We've put a link to Lee Evans' blog, The Diary of an Obsessive Twitcher, on our website, thewildpod.org. You can find other links about birding there as well. Maybe they'll inspire your inner twitcher. And if you can't get out to see some birds, you might enjoy the Jack Black movie One Big Year. It's a bit corny, but a lot of fun. The wild is inspired not just by nature, but by people who work in it, love it, protect it. We have more information on our website, thewildpod.org. A very special thank you for their kind financial support to Jill and Scott Walker, Alan Ferguson, Anna Kimball, John Taylor, Bob Yellowlees, Mark and Rebecca Wilkins, and Annie Mize. The Wild is a production of KUOW in Seattle, Wildlife Media, and me, Chris Morgan. Our producer is Matt Martin. Jim Gates is our editor. Our production team includes David Brown, Juan Pablo Chiquiza, April Craig, Tio Popescu, and Brendan Sweeney. Our theme music is by Michael Parker. The song I Like Birds is by The Eels. I'm your host, Chris Morgan. Thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoy our stories, please do ask your friends to subscribe to our podcast. We love new listeners. Take good care.
At Soundside, we bring you news and conversation rooted in the Pacific Northwest. Hi, I'm Libby Denkman. I think of my job hosting Soundside as, number one, asking tough questions of powerful people, the questions you, KUOW listeners, want answered. And two, bringing you a daily slice of the fascinating, confounding, and often goofy side of life in Washington State. Join me for Soundside at noon and 8 p.m. on KUOW or anytime on the Soundside podcast.